Hello everyone, Wilhelm Hast here with another episode of Winning the Game. I led an event recently called Your Best Year Ever 2025. I've led events like that for about 15 years and I enjoy leading them a lot. There's nothing like getting present to the accomplishments of the past year and then creating space to be authentic and look ahead and find what's in your heart and soul that you want to take on for the upcoming year. In this event, this year was about 40 people, 20 people in the room and 20 people online. So it was a hybrid training. And it was magical this time. And I stopped and looked afterwards, how come the group opened up and were so authentic and real and raw with each other? And two things hit me that I want to convey to you too. In any way you lead yourself and others, people committed to be truthful. I introduced them to the perspective that we train more and more in our programs now nowadays, which is called living by the code. And the code means that you stop lying to yourself and others, you stop hiding, you stop pretending, you stop putting on a facade, and you become real, raw, and relevant, and are clear on about the results. Now, what does the code mean? Well, it means to be truthful about the real facts. So whatever you address and look at, you look to the facts of a situation. Then you're really raw with your feelings. And you openly share how you feel. Both the joyful feelings that we all want to have and the not so joyful feelings that we all have. So when people get in conversation and they are really clear and real about the facts of their situation and their life, and they're open and raw about their feelings, starting to see that the feelings don't come from the facts. The facts are just the facts. They don't mean anything. And feelings stem from our own thinking and our stories about those facts. Then people start to naturally either find a relevant focus naturally, or you start to ask questions like, what do I actually want if I could have what I want in this situation? And that leads to results. I mean, actions taken aligned with what you want leads to results. So living by the code is the real facts, the raw feelings, a relevant focus, and results-driven fruit. So in this event, people quickly clicked into the immense value that occurs when people are starting to be authentic and truthful and real with each other. It builds trust and connectedness. And from that place, we talked about being a four-dimensional human being versus a one-dimensional human being. I used to be very one-dimensional in my life. Typically, what that means, it's one thing only is your main focus and you live kind of in one dimension. It used to be work for me. I was always working. 1997, I woke up for the first time to the, what's the word here? To the mistake of being a one-dimensional in my outlook to life. My first son was born and I started to fail in my job. And as I failed in my job as a sales manager, I put more energy and focus into my work, which led to more failure in my job. And I put more focus and energy into my job, which led to more failure that spring of 1997. And I only could see in one dimension. So I sacrificed my body, sacrificed my family life, sacrificed the sense of purpose and meaning, tried to set things right by focusing even more at work. You don't gain power from putting all your focus in one dimension in life. So this event, we spoke about body, being, balance, and business as the four key areas of life. Your physical body and what it needs to function well. Being is your sense of purpose, connection to your own heart and soul, and much, much more. Balance is what balances work life, and so that's family life, your closest relationships in your family. And business means your profession and your money. And as we started to address the question, what do you want if you not only could have a reasonable result this year, but you could have a radical result? And beyond radical, you could even level that up a bit so it looks impossible for the current version of yourself, but it could be possible for a next version of yourself. And in this wonderful space of truth and authenticity, people started to actually tell the truth to themselves about what they wanted. Some people want to change their job. Some people want to really take care of their body this time and pay it the attention that it needs. So my question to you listening here, are you one-dimensional or are you multidimensional as a human being? There are many models you could use to work with, but I love the four distinct domains of your body, your balance, family, your business, and then your being, your connection to your heart and soul, your deeper values, and what's authentically true for you. So my invitation to you is to stop for a few minutes, an hour or two, a day or two, and really give yourself some time to reflect. What do you want for 2025? And not only in one or two domains of life, but in all four domains of life. If you want to hear more about what I do, you go to wilhelmhast.com and you see how that is spelled in some description next to this podcast. So thank you for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode.